music. Rolling beats are rinsing bits. One extra.
What's up, y'all? This is Timbaland, Timbo, all of those above. Baby Daddy, the Sergeant, Thomas Crown, that's all me. And you checking out Connections with L Double. You heard me? Get familiar with the dude. Cause I am.
Right then, it's about that time. We got the big boys up in here tonight. Believe me, Pendulum, the full click in here, about to let off. We got them in the mix. Get interactive and hit us up. 88111 on the text messages or email double@bbc.co.uk. Got some wicked questions coming in. Let's do this, guys. Pendulum in the mix.
One extra in the mix.
Thank you.
locked into the big one right now. You've got Pendulum in the mix. To all the crews hitting us up with the text messages on the shouts. Ben and Glenn in Essex, Alice in Winchester, also Neil in Derby, also the Derby crew again kicking it. Big shout here going out to the Pendulum boys, and it's coming from Blanco in Sutton, South London. Big up the Sutton crew. Another one here from Mark in Hastings. He says, Lord, I'm feeling this one. Big style. Big up yourself. Pendulum are in the mix. It's Connections One Extra. Voices, Connections, Tuesday night drum and bass shuffle on the big radio station, One Extra, new street beat station from the BBC. It's what we do every single week, drum and bass styling. Gotta send a shout to some of these soldiers that are up online at the moment. We've got a chat room with none other than Pendulum, arguably the biggest artist in the drum and bass scene right now. Shout to Badass Redskin, Ben Nash, not forgetting the Coventry Mans, man like Rigger, also Rich Bayliss, who I exposed as not knowing. I asked him for a tough question for Pendulum, so my man goes, what's the capital of Kazakhstan? I thought, alright, we've got a smart one on our hands. You know what? My man didn't even know himself. Busted. It's a great look. It's a great look. Keep them coming in, man. Text messages galore. 88111 on the text messages or email double@bbc.co.uk. Once again, we have a chat room live right now with Pendulum up online. Hit the website, man. It's a Connections One Extra thing. Roll it out, man. Let's do this. Sounds of
I'm
my gosh. One-away business, exclusive business. That's so we like it. Pendulum inside the ride, most definitely repping. Very, very, very exclusive guest mix right there. I want to thank you guys personally for that. So back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back business.
Rather nice.
It's been a while since we've done that, actually.
That's wicked, man. I like them vibes.
Yeah, it's been about a year or something, so...
So the guys are over. Paul, Gareth, Rob, they're all from Perth, Australia, living in England at the moment. Living up north, should I say.
I'm not. I live in the city. They choose to live in the country.
Yeah, they live in the country. It's like by the north circular of London. So it's not really north. Not really north. Shout out to all the Elgin Massive and the Outer Hebrides crew. So we're here representing and promoting this album, Hold Your Colour, which is getting a lot of props at the moment out on road. A lot of men want to know what these guys are about. Oh, yeah. So as you were saying just there, Paul, you were sort of mentioning that you haven't managed to get that little back-to-back-to-back-to-back thing going on. I mean,
it's just too annoying with three people in a booth, I think.
Yeah.
And that's the end of fabric in the booth. Not happening.
That good normally there's like 25 people in there, none of them have got anything to do.
And yeah, I don't know who any of those people are. I'm sure they're very important, though.
We're talking about fabric in London, in case anyone cares. But as far as engineering, how is it with the three guys? And be honest now. Come on, be honest, because I fall out with myself half the time in this. I mean, how do the three heads knock, man, you know?
But we're chill people, so we don't get head-to-head and fight or anything like that, but it's just difficult.
Boring!
He's lying!
Boring!
It's just difficult to get us all three at the same place.
We listen to rock music and stomp around, but we never get aggy.
Alright, we fight every day.
There you go! That's what we want to hear!
Basically, we just have to stand around, like, in the backyard and, like, just fight until one of us emerges the winner, then that person goes into the studio.
We do it like gentlemen with a black glove and we slap each other into
dual visit.
I challenge thee to a mixdown.
Okay, yeah. Mine's better than yours.
So if I win, I get the race. If Paul wins, we put in some bongos or something like that.
I like my bongos.
So talking about bongos and talking about Reese, because you picked that particular sound first. I mean, a mad question from me, but what's your favourite instrument or sounds? Come up to you first, Rob.
Probably just drums, I think. Like, really well done drums, especially in drum and bass. You can't beat it.
Makes or breaks a tune,
that's,
really.
That's what it's about, is the drums.
Beats, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when you're not using the beats, then, now that we've got beats out of the way, pick an instrument for me, guys.
Pads.
Other than a blunt one to knock me out.
Like a specific instrument, you mean?
Yeah, well, you know, what flaunt you bought me?
Reactor.
Ah, you're in that kind of mod. Okay. Yeah. Software business.
I like an old glockenspiel.
I'm down with the kazoo.
Okay, so it's all coming out now. I'm not even going to go
We'll settle those ones in the garden later. But.
So it's come out live on air that they actually do scrap and fight and then play with their, what's it called, a kazoo? Lord, that's some Australian instrument right there.
Yeah, that's a didgeridoo.
Ah, that's the one. I'm getting there, you know what I mean? So listen, anyway, back to the questions, guys. We've got a lot of good questions coming on the chat room. Once again, got to thank everybody that took the time to get involved in that. A cat up there wants to know, what's happening with the tours? When are we going to see you guys on tour? What's happening with that?
Right, well, we're currently touring in and around the UK and Europe from August, basically August 1st, till...
pretty much non-stop.
Yeah, till late August we'll be in Australia basically Australasia, and then September we're doing the States.
Okay, because that's the next question. A lot of people asking from the States, man.
Yeah, so that'll be happening in December, my full tour of the States.
Are you looking forward to that?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. It's always off the hook out in America. It's a really different vibe. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff, man. Also, I've got another one here, a little shout coming from... It says, it's quite simple, really, and it's quite techie. So if you just sat down at home, you listen to some beats, you're like, hang on a minute, they're talking about software and Riri. Don't worry, it won't be for long. And this is coming from Peter Thomas, and he says, what do you guys use to produce your music? Because, you know, layman's question coming across.
At the moment, we're using Nuendo.
Okay.
And basically a lot of other software, like VST instruments, VSTs. I mean, most of our stuff's all done in the computer. There's not much outboard. We use a hardware compressor called the Distressor for certain stuff. But apart from that, it's all in the box.
Just computer stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyone could get the same equipment.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that it was a natural progression into the digital realm, or were you fighting it to stay out of it?
We came from the digital realm.
You love it in there, then.
I think we had a bit of an advantage with that, since we didn't have to relearn anything. We came from that. We didn't have to learn how to make the transition, so...
Mm-hmm. I've never owned a piece of hardware in my life. Wouldn't know what to do with a desk or anything. Uh-oh. So cuss us if you want, but that's... No. It's the new breed, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, you know, when you're wandering around here and there and you're seeing a man just draws this, like, huge laptop out of his bag and starts lashing off, like, 4, 5, 6 beats and you're away from home, I mean... It's a good look, man. It's a good look for the, you know, the DJ on the move type thing, if you know what I'm saying.
Definitely, because you can sort of have your studio anywhere now. Yeah, it's really good for compatibility.
Has it upped your output, seriously, or does it confuse you even more?
No, because time is essential for what we put in to get the track sounding how it is, so I think whether we're on hardware or software, it would still take the same amount
still
of time.
I think it has up the output in a certain way, though, because we can like make a lot more sounds and have that in a database.
And then just draw for them when you're ready.
Exactly. When you need something, you can sort of think, well, I like that sound that I made 2 weeks ago. Go and find it and do it.
Rather than sort of killing the creative process in the studio by sort of looking for sounds there
we've
and then.
We've got a huge library of stuff we can just draw from then.
Get you. Wicked stuff. Well, we've got Pendulum in here tonight. Very, very, very special guest round here for me, indeed. Hold Your Colour is the album. Competition time. That's what I'm saying, right? And these guys have come up with quite a hot competition, you know what I mean? I am going to push them a little more because that's how I stay. But the competition's heavy. It's heavy. We need a question, guys. But before we go there, right, so I don't know if you've got the question amongst you, but have a think. I've managed to blag from them, right? And Paul's looking at me like, yeah, I can't believe you got away with this one. But we've managed to blag, right, a dub plate. And this is not just any old dub plate. This is like some hybrid fusion of Serial Killer meets Tarantula meets pre-release version meets One Away Business. One of them ones.
Extra.
Exclusive.
A One Away thing, right? So we need a question. If you want to win yourself this dub plate, which incidentally has Sub Focus on the other side. Big up Sub
Focus.
Yeah,
it's got Soundgarden on the other side, but that's out on vinyl, so that's all right.
Shout out to the sub.
The question. Give me the questioning, Doreen.
Come on, do it then.
Okay, what were the names of Minor Gareth's and Paul's band back in Australia?
Don't be confused, there's two different bands there. There's Minor Rob's band and there's Paul's band.
And I was not in AC/DC, if anyone's wondering.
No.
He was in AC/DC, everybody.
Yes, just skipping along in the shorts with the guitar. That was him.
Angus Hornet.
So, you, run that question again, guys. Please.
Basically, we just want the names of Paul's band in Australia and Minor Gareth's band back in Australia before we had anything to do with Pendulum.
I don't know if I like that question, because then people are going to go try and find out what we sounded like.
Yeah, there'll be dodgy pictures on DOA and everything by the
morning. It'll be hard strapped to find it.
Yeah, don't go on Soul Seek.
Me with long hair.
Could be some dodgy business.
It's so good, man. But listen, you're going to win yourself a One Away exclusive. I mean, does one of you guys want to explain the rhymes behind this dub?
It's basically Serial Killer's first outing, so...
Yeah, I mean, we made it back in Australia, back in our first tour, I think, in 2004.
April 2004.
Yeah,
Rob and I went back.
It was the first tune we opened with. It sort of got a lot of stuff in the intro, sort of introducing it to the Australian crowd. But it was only a one-off thing. It's the version on the CD is a different one, so this is pretty much the only one.
So you more or less cut that dub for that one gig, yeah?
One gig. Exactly. No
one that's
has
what
this.
We like. Never one away business around here tonight. If you want to get involved in this, hit me up right now on a text, 88111. Find out, get yourself online, see the pictures of the guys with long hair, shaggy hair, rock band business. That's what they're trying to hide from me. I don't know not about it. They've said it's not me, right? Not me. Don't hate.